hungry.
Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. It's good. The dog days of summer. When is officially the dog days of summer?
I don't know, but Jamie's been talking about the dog days of summer.
Seriously.
At least 6 weeks now.
Wait, because it's hot. So I just think of like a dog panting. Yeah. Like it's the dog days.
It's August.
Yeah, my dogs pant.
I think
right
it's
now.
August 15th until the official end of summer, which is like September 20th or 21st.
Oh, right. We're just about there.
Yeah. Nice. I think the sound is better in this room now that we fixed the crack in the window caused by a
BB gun.
Stray BB gun.
Yeah.
We always thought it was a bullet.
Yeah.
We tried to really get some street cred.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Nope.
But it was some...
It was a BB gun.
Some kid playing with BB guns.
It's okay. I'm very excited about yet another haul. Today we have a spotted on shelves haul. Who did the spotting? You, Mike?
I did.
So you just went... Did you like gallivant from place to place to place?
I did. I went all over the valley and found things everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have like a little... A hood on and a magnifying glass. Were you like a super sleuth?
Yeah, I was. For some reason, I thought of Inspector Gadget, but I felt like Inspector Gadget. Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. Inspector Mikey.
Which I didn't know was a French show until like 5-10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inspector Gadget.
Speaking of French things, Jamie, you spotted something in the community. It's Le Vache Carie, the laughing cow, dill pickle flavored.
Wow.
Cheese.
Oh,
I know.
I want that.
It was spotted in Canada, and we're hoping that please, 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 they'll bring it to the U.S. Although they also launched a limited edition Everything Bagel one here in
the
States.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. We should be trying that now. Are we? Mm-hmm. Are we?
No, we don't have it. I didn't see it.
Drat.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm excited to jump in. And before we do, what you got? Breaking
news. All right. Beyond has a new sausage that's not supposed to taste like meat because it's made of all veggies. So, which I guess makes sense because it's Beyond Meat, but you'll understand in a minute. It's called Beyond Sun Sausage, and it's made with vegetables, fruits, and legumes, including spinach, bell peppers, yellow peas, brown rice, red lentils, and fava beans. It comes in 3 flavors, Cajun, pesto, and pineapple jalapeno. Each link has 12 grams of protein, 7 grams of total fat, 140 calories. Currently, it's only available at Sprouts. And we actually have a quote from our friend Joy Bauer, who is the Beyond Nutrition Supervisor, which I had no idea. She said, "The new Beyond sausage is incredibly juicy, meaty, and delicious. And I love that it's made with heart-healthy avocado oil, helping to lower the saturated fat to just 2 grams per link. And then plus it has less sodium than the previous version and features a simplified ingredient list." And we have some here to try.
Ooh,
we have 3 of them.
Whoa. Yeah. Joy's going to be so happy. I have to text her. I knew she was working with Beyond. I didn't know that they had a new line, Beyond Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you're saying this is not supposed to really taste like meat. It's supposed to taste like plant-based.
In the article I read, it said it wasn't supposed to taste like meat. So we'll see. So this is the pesto. This is the pineapple jalapeno. Okay. And this is the Cajun. So.
I'm so excited.
I know. I'm so impressed with the nutritional stats because sometimes those types of meat swaps can be really high in saturated fat even.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is a nice departure.
I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Okay, take a pesto.
I'm just going to grab.
Okay.
This only great. Touch what you're going to eat. I'll try it.
That's pesto.
Visually, I'm into it.
Mm. That's more up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
Because the texture is great. And it tastes plant-based. It doesn't, sometimes the meat substitutes taste very, very fatty and heavy. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that kind of bouncy casing, which probably because it's not, it is very veggie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was expecting because you just read me the most helpful description, but
okay, wait. I'm
going to
grab
really
one
yummy.
Of these and
so
one of the other.
That was pineapple jalapeno and this is Cajun.
Okay, let's see the pineapple. Wow. I would eat these all day long.
Wow.
The pineapple one is amazing.
It's got a kick.
Yep.
Wow.
It definitely has some heat.
Yeah.
These are great.
I love the texture of this.
Oh, that's my favorite right there.
The third one.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You know what else I really
what
love
was
about
that?
This?
That was Cajun.
Mm.
I can't tell. Yeah. Was that spicy or is it just the jalapeno one still in my mouth? Okay. What I love about these is a lot of times veggie burgers, veggie products do not have enough protein for me. And it doesn't feel worth it as like my addition to my meal. But I love that this has 12 grams protein.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That kick is amazing.
It's so good. Yeah. I did not expect it to be as good as it was.
Same. Let's arm wrestle over the leftovers.
Well, I know Lisa's got a lunch after this, so it's between you and me, Jamie.
Yeah, it's totally true.
I don't think we need to arm wrestle. We can share.
Anyways, that's all I got for, I guess it was breaking chews, but it's almost like we started.
We started.
That was legit chews.
And you're saying it's only at Sprouts?
Right now it's only at Sprouts, yeah.
Whoa.
And our Sprouts had a very great, very amazing Beyond section. Like every Beyond product was there.
Well, I'm in love and I'm going to insist on rating those as well. Okay, first up in the actual haul finds, this is Kevin's gluten-free Parmesan basil chicken in the freezer section. So Kevin's, as we have learned recently, moved from the fridge section also to the freezer section. So this is like a kind of Lean Cuisine type.
Yeah, kind of. It's a little small. Did you see the little spoon or little forks that I got us?
They're so cute.
They're amazing. Aww.
I love that this has tons of veggies in it, which I'm not used to from Kevin's. Usually it's just the saucy meat. Add your own veggies.
That's fantastic. 33 grams of protein.
Wow.
A lot of chicken.
That's really good.
Mm.
And I think Kevin got a new headshot.
Oh, did he?
Look at him. He looks so happy and proud.
That sauce is wild.
Oh my goodness. I know it's like, you know what it's like? Alfredo. Yeah. Is this called Alfredo?
No, Parmesan basil. But it is definitely very Alfredo-y. And the chicken is so tender. Like that is unreal for a frozen meal.
I agree.
Wow. Yeah. It's sous vide style.
Phenomenal.
Or this is actual sous vide.
I think this might be the second or third Kevin of these, you know, the TV dinner kind of things that we've had. And they've all been great so far.
Mm.
Do people still call them TV dinners?
I don't know.
All of our dinners are TV dinners. We sit in front of our couch. We have a special coffee table that lifts up and we're like little like 50s people sitting in.
Really?
Yeah. It's basically a coffee table that turns into a TV tray.
Wait, speaking of which, did you see Presumed Innocent?
Yes. Yeah. We're on like episode 3.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to talk. Let's talk next week.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be done with it by like Thursday.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I know.
All right, so here's the deal on Kevin's gluten-free Parmesan basil chicken in the freezer. One bowl, 250 calories, 10 grams of fat, only 6 grams of carbs, the whopping 33 grams of protein, 7 Weight Watcher points. It is available at Target and Sprouts, online at Thrive Market. It also has no added sugar and gluten and grain-free.
Yum. Okay, next up we have Conscious Plant-Based Korean Barbecue Mushroom Onigiri. Conscious plant-based Korean barbecue. So is this usually something that's meat that now is just mushroom?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Here's some background on onigiri. A popular portable Japanese snack ideal for school, work, camping, hikes, and parties. It's vegan and it's gluten-free. And oh my gosh.
That is crazy looking.
That looks amazing. Lisa, describe what this looks like.
It looks like fluorescent tofu with sesame seeds on it. Looks like
it's like a rice patty.
Oh, it's rice.
Yeah.
With like fluorescent orange on top.
Yeah.
And it looks like seasoned like rice sushi. With sesame. Yeah, it looks like sushi without the fish.
Yeah,
like a sushi pocket.
And so it's supposed to be. There are 3 ways that you can cook this. I want Jamie to guess which one I did.
Stop it. That's amazing. Am I wrong?
It's good. You know what I think you're reacting to?
The sweetness.
You don't eat a lot of rice.
No, well, I do. Oh. And it's the best bites of sushi I have when I go for the rice.
Good.
I mean, I think that's amazing.
It's good. It's a little hot, a little spicy.
Yeah.
Nicely seasoned.
Yeah.
A little sweet.
All right.
That's yum.
Here are the options.
It tastes very mushroomy. If you don't like mushroom flavor, you might not like it.
You can do it in the microwave. You can submerge it in hot tap water. It's weird that they specify tap.
Yeah.
Or you can thaw and eat. I think you just thawed it.
Nope.
I think you put it in tap water.
Yeah.
Why? To do it?
Yeah, put it in tap water.
You were just intrigued.
It was more because I needed to use 2 microwaves, two skillets in the stovetop, an air fryer. And so I just figured that would be the easiest way to go.
I'm obsessed with this.
I see.
Dana, you will love this.
So what I didn't even realize is that it's like filled with mushrooms.
Yeah.
So there's flavored mushrooms inside of this rice pocket. Yeah. Dana will love this.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah. What's the vinegary taste in there? It's probably vinegar.
Probably vinegar.
Sesame and chili, teriyaki.
It is a little vinegary.
Yeah. I like
it. It's good.
Though. Yeah.
It's heavenly. Oh, I like this suggestion too. You can wrap it in like seaweed, you know, like those seaweed sheets. Mm-hmm. That would be great with it.
Oh, yum.
So you get one of those really nicely sized triangles for 160 calories, 6 grams of fat, 6 Weight Watcher points. It is available at natural food stores nationwide. It's conscious with a K, plant-based Korean barbecue mushroom onigiri.
Good, good, good find. Thank That's you. Really a clever find. Yeah. I'm surprised you even picked that up.
I think we had their California roll at Expo.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was, I feel like it was like watermelon or something. It wasn't California roll. It was like a tuna.
Or something, yeah.
And I think they used watermelon.
Whoa.
Like marinated and like mirin or sea, soy sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up, we have something that is steamy hot. Alexia mashed cauliflower with sea salt. We know Alexia, they are the potato people.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of frozen like fries and things.
Yep.
This is mashed cauliflower. Is it just cauliflower? No potato? Seems like it because
yeah,
it seems
very
the
liquidy.
Stats are low. Very liquidy. Yeah,
cauliflower, water, salted butter, cornstarch, non-fat dry milk.
It's actually delicious.
Very low-cal. Mmm.
That's delish.
Mm.
It's a good, it would be a good sauce too.
That's Isn't there a great. Lot of garlic in there?
Tastes like it. But that would be like, I'd put that on chicken or shrimp or.
That is so
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
That is, if you yummy. Kind of roll your eyes and someone says, oh, use mashed cauliflower instead of potatoes, this will change your mind, I think.
Yeah. And can you imagine if you need like more heft,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
could actually add more cauliflower to it and mm-hmm. mash it or even potatoes.
Potato. Yeah. I think so it would good. Be good with diced potato
so
to
good.
Kind of give it some texture.
Yeah.
It's Alexia Yum. Mashed cauliflower with sea salt, 1/2 cup, 60 calories, 3.5 grams of fat. 6 carbs, 2 grams fiber, 2 Weight Watcher points. It is gluten-free. And Alexia, you know, so they're known for their frozen veggie products, but they recently dropped a slew of new veggie side dishes like Parmesan, truffle, broccoli, Mike, add to list,
okay.
and hot honey carrots.
I did not even know any of that.
Yeah.
But I love Alexia.
Yeah.
And I would eat like 2 cups of that.
Yeah, that's amazing. This is at select grocery stores nationwide in the freezer.
Okay, next we have Atlantic Sea Farms Basil Pesto Sea Veggie Burger. Wow.
I love a savory home.
What is this?
Oh, look
at it. It's a sea veggie burger.
Yeah.
So is it all veggie or is it sea?
I think it's made of kelp. Like it's like
what?
Not
what?
Me. It's
what?
Kelp, green chickpeas, pea protein, brown rice, basil, extra virgin olive oil, basically all the stuff that you would find in pesto.
Okay. It's interesting because... It's very mushy.
Very.
I air
like
fried
you could
it.
Spread it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good though. You don't like it?
Not really.
It's very earthy, crunchy.
Yeah.
Very.
I liked it.
I do get that like salty.
It tastes
sea
like
vibes.
The sea. Yeah, it tastes a little fishy. It just tastes yeah. like a seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah.
But I like seaweed salad. It's not. Look, if you're into that kind of
yeah.
thing, and if you like pesto,
yes.
See, I don't really even love pesto.
Yeah.
You know, it's not my favorite.
I think it's a little bit more of an adventurous, exotic find, but I think there is definitely an audience for this. I would eat that again.
Yes, that audience is
yeah.
not at this table.
Well.
No, maybe some of the audience.
Yeah.
yeah, no, it's interesting.
Yeah, it has 120 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 6 grams each of fiber and protein, no sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points. You know, again, the star ingredient is kelp. And it is at Sprouts and Whole Foods locations nationwide. Atlantic Sea Farms Basil Pesto Sea Veggie Burger.
I just feel like I was such a cop out. Like when I used to read books for a book report and say, it was interesting. That's what I said about that. It was interesting. All right. Next, something else I hope will be interesting. Miracle Noodle plant-based noodles keto meal teriyaki. So we know Miracle Noodle. That's the zero calorie or super low calorie noodles that you can mostly get online. You know, it's like their version of their, not tofu shirataki, but this is a mm-hmm. meal. So it's flavored.
Yeah.
And it has 45 calories.
And I think they recommend
half a package.
Adding things to it. I didn't add anything to it, but I think they recommend
okay.
that.
All right. Well, it's pretty looking. They look like, it looks like.
I don't think they recommend.
They don't.
Recommend. Oh, it says add your favorite. Protein and vegetables.
Yeah.
A delicious new meal every time. So, yeah,
Let's
if you
see,
want to really make a
good.
Meal out of it.
Mmm. Mmm. I like that. I like the teriyaki sauce.
Ooh, that's good.
It's sweet. It's not overly sweet. It's savory and sweet.
Can you guess the sweetener?
Erythritol.
Nope.
Monk fruit.
Monk fruit.
Nope.
Stevia.
Stevia.
Wow.
And it's the last ingredient.
Well, it doesn't take a lot.
No, thank goodness they were not heavy-handed with the stevia.
Lisa, that's how would you describe this type of shirataki noodle to somebody that maybe is like, shira what?
Well,
shira who?
This one, you know, it's interesting because I guess the addition of sauce makes it less rubbery, but they're very long. They almost look like lo mein noodles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like lo mein noodles and glass noodles had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of.
I like
they taste good.
A lot.
I like the texture of the noodle. I'm very impressed.
Well, this is a perfect application for this type of noodle because when you try and pretend it's spaghetti, you have to really pretend. But as like an Asian noodle, I think it's a much better fit or swap.
Totally agree. Would be great in a stir fry, great in soup. So good.
And easy too. Like if you took that and like just some of that pre-cooked chicken, these are like two great things. It's shelf stable, I think, right? Yeah.
All their
half
products,
a package. Half a package has 45 calories, 3 grams of fat, 6 carbs, 2 grams fiber, no sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points.
No protein. Is that true? Because there's no protein listed.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Mikey, can you pass me the bag?
Interesting. Is there protein in the house?
It is available at Sprouts and Target, online from Amazon and MiracleNoodle.com. It's 90. This is interesting. So Miracle Noodle is made from 97% water and 3% plant fiber.
Whoa.
How is that possible? I just ate water. 1 gram of protein.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. Better than nothing.
That was Miracle Noodle, plant-based noodles, keto meal. We tried the teriyaki. I want to try the other varieties. I wonder what other flavors they have.
Mm-hmm. Next time. Next up, we have Maru Okome Miso and Easy Miso Broth Concentrate. This is a miso soup concentrate.
Yeah.
It looks very miso-y, if that makes sense. You know how sometimes it's more clear?
Yeah, it does.
And this one also, they recommend adding some vegetables to it.
Oh, that's like authentic miso.
Wow.
This is like restaurant quality miso.
And this comes in, Mike, do you have the bottle? Yeah. It comes in like a ketchup bottle, it looks like.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So it's like a goo form. I like that you can squeeze it out the top.
Yeah. And you keep it in the fridge. Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh, how many calories is this?
25 for 1 tablespoon. I think I added 2 is what it's. Yeah, it says to add 2 tablespoons. So it's 50 calories
for one cup?
For one serving.
Well, but that's weird that a serving is 25 calories, but they recommend using 2.
Oh, no, it's actually 2 servings. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So you made 2 servings.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So basically, it's about 3/4 of a cup is 25 calories.
I love it. I really, really, really love it. That's like the best. I like the packets of miso as well.
By the way, that's available on Amazon, Lisa, if you wanted to one click it. But you can take this home. I'm offering it up to you.
Thanks.
How generous. It's available at Target, World Market, other retailers, online at Amazon. And she's going to make me pronounce it again. Maru Okome.
USA.com.
And just a heads up for the sodium watchers. It does have 650 milligrams of sodium, but 0 Weight Watcher points.
Very nice. Next up, ooh, something new from Enlightened. Enlightened frozen yogurt bark in pineapple coconut. Wow. You know what? It's been a while since we've had anything new from Enlightened.
Yeah.
I can't wait to text Michael and let him know.
I feel like these have been out for a little bit, but very elusive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Made with Greek yogurt and white chocolate.
Holy moly.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? This is like
ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about this? It's like white chocolate, coconut, pineapple, tiny bit of sea salt.
That white chocolate flavor is amazing.
How many calories in each piece?
That's such a smart addition, by the way, real quick, to add white chocolate to Greek yogurt to make it like rich. So 2 to 4 pieces, depending on the size, but 1 ounce, 110 calories, 8 grams of fat, 8 grams of total sugar. Not bad at all. Weight Watcher points.
It tastes like there's protein in there. Tell me.
You are not wrong. 4 grams of protein. Mm.
OMG. That's great. Does that come in other flavors?
It does. Let me tell you about them.
But to go on the theme of the last episode, this was the most exciting one. Remember
this? That did not disappoint me.
You ready to hear it?
Yes.
Triple berry and banana peanut butter.
What?
Oh, I didn't see the banana peanut butter.
Whoa.
I only saw the triple berry.
I need to text Michael. We should call Michael on the phone right now. Should we try to get him on the phone?
Let's try.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's, hey, Siri, call Michael Shoritz. This is impromptu. He probably thinks something's wrong.
That's why he should pick up.
I know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. He's busy making, he's freezing yogurt bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Michael, it's us. And by us, I mean Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey from the Hungry Girl podcast.
Woo woo! Hey.
We are calling you because we just tried the yogurt bark, the enlightened yogurt bark in our Spotted on Shelves haul, and it is phenomenal. And we wanted to congratulate you. And also, I wanted to demand that you send all the flavors to the office immediately. Okay, gotta go. Love you. Bye.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that whole company his like brainchild?
OMG. He just texted me. Hi, how are you? I'm at the hospital with Jen and she's going to give birth in a few hours.
Oh, wow.
He's having a baby.
Wow. That was nice of him to text back given the circumstances. Nice.
Whoa. That's so exciting.
Just to recap, that was enlightened frozen yogurt bark. We tried the pineapple coconut. It's in the freezer at select Walmart and Sprouts locations. Stay tuned because hopefully we'll have more flavors to try. Congrats, Michael.
Okay, next up we have, this is a beverage, Poppy Orange Cream Prebiotic Soda. Who's the one that loves Poppy?
I love poppies, yeah.
Yeah, you do. It's prebiotic. What's the difference between that and probiotic?
Don't know. It's prebiotic. It's before.
Before biotic.
Before biotic. Okay, thank you.
And I've been holding out because I've really wanted to try this one, but I wanted to wait for you because I know how much you like orange cream.
I didn't realize, though, isn't regular poppy zero calories and maybe even unsweetened?
No, it's always
25 calories and 5 grams of sugar.
They're all 25.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're thinking of bubbly.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah. But I love that Mike, without thinking about it, just handed me the soda because he knows how much I like to open cans.
Ooh, open that can. Open it. Open it.
Be careful.
That was kind of a letdown.
It's okay. Yeah. It's not super bubbly.
Oh, right here.
What is, oh, that's my miso soup. I don't put it in my miso soup container.
That would be a weird.
That although would be it terrible.
Might, it's yep. orange cream, so it could work.
No,
it couldn't.
Nope.
Very optimistic.
I'm sniffing it. Smells a little like baby aspirin.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it tastes pretty good. I like it.
Oh, I love
very
it.
Very creamsicle-y.
Yeah, it tastes exactly like creamsicle. Love.
Hmm.
This is made with 4% juice, apple and orange. It also contains apple cider vinegar, agave inulin, which is interesting. That adds fiber. It's sweetened with a combo of organic cane sugar and stevia. And the whole can has 25 calories, 7 grams of carbs, 2 grams of fiber, 1 Weight Watcher point. It is at retailers nationwide and online from Amazon and drinkpoppy.com.
Nice.
Awesome. Okay.
More
beverages. Next up, we have Zevia. Wow, it's been a while since I've had anything mm-hmm. from Zevia. Zevia Zero Sugar Tea, Peach Sweetened Black Tea, and Tropical Pineapple Sweetened Green Tea.
No, these
Zevia,
are two different.
Yeah.
Yes, two different. And Zevia is typically, it used to be the Stevia Sweetened Soda. It was mm-hmm. like the first yes. soda with
yep.
Stevia.
And it's been, like you said, it's been a very long time since I've had something new on the market. And their whole line, like the design is different.
I wonder if totally they've reformulated. Different. I bet they have over the years. Yeah. I mean, they were one of the original, probably. Like
they
people
were the
using Zevia yeah. at all in
it
the
was,
market.
It was them and Blue Sky. They were the
oh,
first
yeah,
two.
Yeah, Blue Sky's good.
But, but Zevia way before Blue Sky, yeah. I think. And it was very heavy handed with the Stevia
yeah,
back
for sure.
then. Let's see how it is now.
All right. We're going to start off with peach sweetened black tea.
Okay. It's not fizzy.
Yeah, I don't think it was going to do anything.
No fizz.
Jamie
fizz
was waiting
zero.
For the fizz.
It looks like tea.
This one is the peach black tea. So this is going to be like the old Snapple flavor.
Mmm.
Oh, that's good. It's still a little
Stevia-y.
Yeah.
I actually think that's a good Snapple swap
Ooh.
If you are trying to get away from artificial
like
sweetener.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
You know what's cool though, Lisa, now that we've made that comparison?
What's
this
that?
Is tropical pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but it's green tea.
Green.
But do you remember, do you know what I'm thinking of when I think pineapple and Snapple?
Troparaca.
Troparaca.
Was that pineapple? It was my favorite.
It was like everything. It was amazing.
Trapper Rocco was the best.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, it was Brett Michaels.
Oh, that's why I don't remember it.
And then I met him at The View and I was just raving about, I'm sure everyone else is talking about Poison or whatever. And I'm telling him that Trapper Rocco was my favorite thing in the world. And he was very excited.
And you were doing so in a Campbell's soup dress.
I was. I was wearing a Campbell's soup. I should put the picture up of me in the soup dress with Brett Michaels.
Send it my way.
I'll do it. I was so happy. You know, I'm going to tell you the Brett Michaels story while we wait.
There you go.
He was so sweet. I was at The View and it was before I got my makeup done and I took a picture with him and he's like, but let's take another picture after your makeup's done.
Oh,
he was just really cute. Kind. And then he found me. I don't think he was being mean. Like, oh my gosh, you need makeup.
No, I think he found me
afterwards. I'm the one that made the comment and he's like, let's just take another one after.
Otherwise, I drank it before you did. Sorry.
It's all right.
It's great though.
Refreshing.
I was flapping my lips. Yeah, that's delish.
And Brett probably had more makeup on than you.
He may have. Yeah. He had a lot. We'll let people be the judge.
That's really good. It's very refreshing. It's not like super strong tea flavor.
That's delish.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I like that.
One can has zero cals, zero everything, including Weight Watcher points. It is organic. Oh, there are more flavors. There's raspberry black tea, passion fruit hibiscus, lemon black tea, blood orange Earl Grey, and then there's also unflavored black and green tea versions. It's at Sprouts and other select natural food stores. It's on Amazon, and it is Zevia's zero sugar teas.
Very nice. Next, we have Carbonaut. I love that name. Carbonaut. Gluten-free cinnamon raisin bread.
Ooh.
I was going to say we could share bread, but I think we all need to have a piece of raisin in our bite. So, okay.
Is there limited raisins?
Hey, look, mine has three.
Give me one.
Oh. Actually, mine has four. No, mine has five.
Oh, what
mine
do you?
Has a lot. Of, yeah. Wow, it feels very like spongy.
Yeah.
It's Carbonaut like astronaut. 45 calories a slice, and that's a big slice.
All right.
Give me a piece.
How is that possible?
That's really good.
Whoa. I love it.
Wow.
Mmm.
I don't know what the deal is with this bread, but I'm in love with it.
Whoa.
How is that possible?
Wow.
Do we believe it?
That's like the best. Okay. Compared to ordinary light bread, it is more dense and larger. Those slices are massive. We got to like put that on a scale.
Do we believe it? What's going on? Tapioca resistant potato starch raisins.
Well, it has. Here's why.
Oil. How is it possible?
Okay. Here's the story. 17 grams of carbs, of which 14 are fiber. So it's only 3 grams of carbs, net carbs. 100% plant based. I'm flustered because it's so good.
No kidding.
One slice, 45 calories, zero added sugar, one Weight Watcher point. That is like, I want to marry that bread, to borrow a phrase from you, Lisa.
I'm married to you.
And your husband's sitting here.
We can both marry.
So she's stealing my phrases and trying to marry another bread or another man in front of her husband.
We have to try the other varieties. I wonder if they make like bagels and stuff. Hang on. This is worth a little check.
You're right, Jamie. I'm as excited as you are.
Carbonaut. Oh, Lisa. Lisa. They have loaves of bread. They have gluten-free loaves of bread. Mm. They have hamburger buns, gluten-free buns, gluten-free bagels, and tortillas.
What?
And
please, 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 someone that has a connection at Carbonaut, send us everything.
Or we can just go to Sprouts.
That's you.
And or Amazon.
It's in the fridge section, by the way. It's refrigerated bread.
That's so weird.
Oh, that is excellent.
Wait, you brought up tortillas, and I want to ask you guys if you've seen this trend on TikTok, because someone told me about it. Where you fill your mouth up with water and then somebody slaps you in the face with a tortilla.
Should we do it? It is so funny. So just for context.
I don't understand.
The idea is to try to get the person to laugh because they've just been slapped in the face with a tortilla, which is such a ridiculous thing to have happen. Yeah. And then they spit out the water.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know who invented that. But
some 12-year-old.
Probably.
It's funny. If I didn't say it already, it's available at Sprouts and Whole Foods, online at Amazon, Carbonaut, gluten-free cinnamon raisin bread.
Next, we have Simple Mills Pop-Ums baked snack crackers in pizza flavor. Pop-Ums, P-O-P-M-M-M-M-S, M-M-M-M-S, no, M-M-M-S. Pop-Ums. It looks like it's like a kid-friendly little poppable cracker snack.
Yeah.
You get 44 of these per serving, but they're tiny, right? They're like goldfish.
Yeah, they're tiny and they taste like scratch and sniff pizza stickers, but in a good way.
Yeah, they're great.
Not in a bad way. They're really yummy. Mmm. Kids would love those.
You know what would be good with that? If you took light popcorn and like mixed them together as like a little snack mix.
That would be great.
Those are super yummy.
What if you put it in a bowl instead of like crackers and soup, in a bowl of tomato soup?
Oh,
that would be great in soup. Yeah.
Good call, Mike.
With a little Parmesan cheese. Oh. Yum. Those are really, really good.
Yeah. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and there's a third of a cup of veggies per serving.
That's a lot of veggies.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was Simple Mills. I always thought it was Simply Mills.
Because there's a lot of Simply this or that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So these are retailers nationwide, online from Amazon and Thrive Market. Simple Mills Pop baked snack crackers in the pizza flavor. 44 crackers, 130 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points.
Yes. Next, we have Annie's Crispy Snack Bars in birthday cake. Is this, like a Rice Krispie treat situation?
Yeah, and it's a new recipe. So that's why we're trying it.
What? Did we ever try the old recipe?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, tiny.
We probably did.
Yeah, they are itty bitty.
Because, I mean, these have probably been around forever, right? This flavor.
Mike, you just got sucked into the new recipe messaging. Really I'm going to break
this. That's how they get you. Yeah. Sprinkled with fun. I like the little bunny on the box with a, like, what do you call that thing? That birthday, not kazoo. The thing that goes...
Oh, the blower?
Yeah.
It's a kazoo.
Oh, no. The thing that makes a noise is a... Do you mean the thing that shoots out?
Yes. What's that called?
Oh, a blower. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm impressed.
How does that compare to a normal Rice Krispie treat?
It's equally delicious almost, I would say. It doesn't taste the same.
Yeah.
It's better than... You know how like there are healthy Rice Krispie treats and you're like, this is really good.
Yeah.
It's called a party blower.
No.
I knew the name blower was in there somewhere.
You were right.
A party blower. Not a hair blower.
Mm-mm. Party blower.
Not a leaf blower. Okay.
One bar, 90 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points. It is, by the way, gelatin and gluten-free, which a lot of times marshmallow treats are not. It's available at Sprouts and Whole Foods, online from Amazon. It's Annie's Crispy Snack Bar's birthday cake flavor.
Oh, so that means it's vegan.
Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Or vegan, as I like to say.
Vegan?
Wow.
And keto.
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 That's keto.
Oh my, I know. I got that part. Oh boy. All right. Next up, Lundberg Family Farms Organic Rice Cake Minis and Apple Pie Flavor. I love Lundberg.
I love rice cakes.
Ooh. I love apple pie.
Smell into the bag.
Mike loves organic.
Smell into the bag.
Wow.
Wait, does it smell fake apple?
No, it smells delightful.
Oh, it smells good.
Yeah. It smells like an apple orchard.
Apple. Oatmeal smells like.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I may want to take those home.
Wow.
That's yum.
Okay, the obvious and yet insanely amazing thing to do with those is to put a tablespoon of light ice cream on it, put another one on top and freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like the most low calorie, amazing little treats. You could have like 2 or 3 a night. You'd be, please someone do this and take a picture. If you make the little apple pie rice cake ice cream sandwiches, or even any mini rice cake snack, and you send a picture to Mike at
805-380-8075.
Boy, oh boy, are you going to get a prize.
Yeah, that'll be. So that's our prize.
Unless there's a lot of them. Then really we'll randomly select one.
Yeah.
We'll randomly. Wait. Oh, this would be good with yogurt frozen too. Like Greek yogurt. I'm in love.
I think we've buried the lead here.
What?
13 of those pieces.
Yeah.
Which are pretty good size.
Yep.
140 calories.
Wow.
There's no way you're going to eat 13 of those. I mean, you could.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Speak for yourself.
I would.
I mean, those are big.
They're minis.
They're good.
But if you, because I guess if a rice cake's like, 50 mm-hmm. calories? Because I was going to say that 13 of those is like 3 rice cakes. So that makes sense, actually.
Yeah. Oh, they're just,
yeah. I mean, they're crunchy. So they're not, and some rice cakes I think are more airy. They're not like pop chips. They're much like denser. Yeah.
I would, this is what I'm going to do with that. I'm going to take Greek yogurt. I'm going to make my usual thing, which is I put a little bit of sweetener, apples and cinnamon, and then I'm going to crunch that on top of it.
Ooh,
and that will be
Lisa.
The best thing ever.
Coming
That's
over.
A new parfait.
It's Lundberg Family Farms Organic Rice Cake Minis and Apple Pie. 13 pieces, 140 calories, 5 grams of fat, only 2 grams of total sugar. 4 Weight Watcher points at select grocers nationwide, Amazon, and Lundberg.com.
And that was the penultimate product.
Yeah.
We love that word.
Mm-hmm. That's a Jamie word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Credit where credit's due. Final product of the day. Hopefully last but not least, Noni's Bakery Bites chocolate chip biscottini. That's like a baby biscotti. Yep.
I got to back up for a second. What? I wanted to look and see if they had any other really interesting flavors.
Yeah.
So they have, of their full size rice cakes, cinnamon toast flavor.
Whoa.
Wow. Also a honey nut flavor.
I love Lundberg. Yeah. I think it's family owned. I think it's called Lundberg Family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also one of the main characters from Office Space.
Lundberg?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Although, was it Lundberg or Lundberg? I think it was Lundberg.
Lundberg.
I don't remember now. Dana will know.
I am catching up on old things I've never seen. Did you guys ever see the movie The Accountant?
No, but you told me about it. Oh, I think so we got to watch it.
Ben Affleck and Anna Kendrick. Wait, are you having trouble with that?
It won't open. I ripped open.
It opened. It has like a side compartment. It has like a trap door. Wow, you can't. You need a knife? This is so funny. I want video of this.
It just keeps ripping layers and layers.
I don't even understand what's happening. This is like a fake.
Either do I.
Did you buy that at Spencer Gifts in the magic trick section?
Maybe. No, don't use your teeth. Jamie uses her teeth to open up things.
That's how you break your teeth.
One day, I'm going to wait.
I do have chipped teeth from this.
One day I'm going to get a yell from the other room. Mike, we need to go to the dentist. I broke my tooth.
Do you take her to the dentist?
No.
Well, she's bleeding.
If she's bleeding.
If not, no. Blood is the indicator.
What is happening? If you need
assistance. This is crazy. Well, Noni's, if you don't recall, they make those crisps that were like cranberry.
Oh, we recall.
Yeah.
We know everything Noni does. Yeah. Noni's great. Ooh, these are just cute.
And we're not going to bury the lead on this one. You get three of those for 100 calories.
Biscottini.
Mmm.
Wow. Scotty is such an underrated dessert.
And Noni's is the best company.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's phenomenal because it tastes a little almondy, a little chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of a biscotti version of a Chips Ahoy.
Oh yeah. It smells it like does. It too.
It's just yum.
That's great. Also available in limoncello. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Like I should care after I'm saying Cateau and Vegan. Limoncello and dark chocolate orange, which is a controversial flavor.
Apparently, we just had an earthquake.
Really? Yeah.
Yes. I just thought it was the biscotti. The effects of the biscotti.
Yeah,
people are saying, holy moly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, my brother said that was strong.
I felt nothing.
And our chandeliers aren't.
Well, those are heavy.
Yeah.
We felt nothing. Shaking expected. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, wait, was it an early one, like a incoming earthquake, or was it an after? Because sometimes you get them right before.
Yeah,
I
don't mean know. Like the alert. Yeah, no.
All I know is people said they felt shaking. I just was noticing how delicious the biscotti was.
Yeah, everyone, that's the new earthquake effect prevention. Just eat a biscotti.
Biscotti.
Okay, so 100 calories, 4 grams of fat, 11 grams of carbs, 10 grams of sugar for Weight Watcher points. It is available at Sprouts, Target, online at Amazon and Noni's.com. We tried the chocolate chip biscottini.
And little known fact, one of our cats was Noni.
Oh, but she was N-O-N-I.
Yeah, yeah.
For a second, I was afraid you didn't know that.
No, of course I knew it was N-O-N-I.
She knows how to spell the cat's name.
I took her to the vet all the time.
We used to have the hardest time.
You just pet the cat.
We used to have the hardest time getting, because our other cat's name was Bonham, but it's spelled B-O-N-H-A-M. And we would always get people calling and being like, so Bonham is ready for his pickup. I'm like, it's Bonham.
Yeah.
Bonham.
That's how you know people don't know Led Zeppelin. If they don't know that.
Or they're probably just like under 25.
Sometimes when I would say it into my phone, for some reason it would change it to Bonhomie.
Bonhomie. That's right. Funny. That's like every time I type Bam Bam, my phone changes it to Van Brimmer.
What
is Van Brimmer? We for a while called her Van Brimmer because of it.
I called him Bonhomie. I don't know.
That is hilarious. Wow.
Van Brimmer. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
That is so bizarre.
Very.
Yeah.
Interesting. Good times. And speaking of good times, are you ready to rate?
I thought you were going to do.
I've never been more ready.
I thought she was going to quote good times. She said, speaking about good times, I thought she was going to quote something.
Dynamite.
Yeah, there you go.
This first thing was dynamite.
We're going to start off with breaking shoes. What did you think of Beyond Sun Sausage?
Oh, I loved it. I'm giving them a solid 9.5.
Nice. Can I have some of those?
Sure. Yeah. You could take them all. I don't have time to eat them, but they're phenomenal.
Always make time for veggie sausage. That should be their tagline. My check can be made out to Jamie at Hungryland. Okay. Kevin's gluten-free Parmesan basil chicken.
Delish 9. That is a solid 9.
Next on the list, we tried Conscious Plant-Based Korean Barbecue Mushroom Onigiri.
We did? Is that what we tried next? It was good. I liked it. I'm going to give that a 7.5.
Nice.
Respectable.
Do you mind if I have this peach iced
no,
tea?
No, just take it all.
Okay.
Next up, Alexia mashed cauliflower with sea salt in the freezer.
Delish, better than expected, 8.5.
Next on the list, Atlantic Sea Farms basil pesto sea veggie with a hyphen burger.
Wasn't my favorite, but I know there's a time and place and person who would like it. I'm giving it a 7.
Nice.
I thought you were going to give it a 6.5.
I did too. I really did.
I did too originally because that's what I wrote in my notes. But then I felt like being generous.
Aw. How did you feel about Miracle Noodle plant-based noodles keto meal? Sorry, I'm going to stop it. Keto meal in the teriyaki flavor.
I liked them. 8.5. I thought they were really solid. I was impressed. Very impressed.
Me too. Then we tried Maruo Kome Miso and Easy Miso Broth Concentrate.
I really loved it. I mean, I am giving that a 9. I know it's just miso broth, but it was clever and delicious.
Yeah, really excellent.
I've got to jump in real quick. It was a 4.7 in Pasadena, which is very weird that we did not feel it because that's only 20 miles from where we are right now, and which means Hungryland is on very good soil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's exciting.
He actually is known as Meteorologist Mike in some circles.
Yeah. In my circle.
Oh, yeah.
I call him that.
Although this would be Seismologist Mike. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
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 All right. Let's talk Enlightened and their frozen yogurt bark.
That is a 10.
Wow.
That is a 10 out of 10.
Excellent. And excellent. Congrats, excellent.
Mike. Love, love, love. And congratulations about the new baby.
How about Poppy Orange Cream Prebiotic Soda?
That was pretty delicious. 8.5. Yeah. Good job, Poppy.
And I think the prebiotic is the apple cider vinegar is a prebiotic.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. How about Zevia's Zero Sugar Tea?
That was fairly yummy. I'll give that I think people would really like it. I'm going to give it an 8.
Yeah. And it's definitely, I think it tastes better than the Diet Snapple. In my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think
so. Yeah, well, the Diet Snapple's super sweet. Yeah. Very, very sweet.
Mm-hmm. I think that's also because you and I, Lisa, have like grown up on, you know, Snapple. Fake sweeteners. And,
exactly.
All right, Carbonaut gluten-free cinnamon raisin bread.
That's getting a 10 as well. Wow. I just need to know if this is real. I'm staring at the rest of the piece of bread and I'm like about to pounce on it.
All right, talk to me about Simple Mills Pop'ems baked snack crackers. We tried the pizza flavor.
Very yummy. 8.5. Solid
great,
snack.
Great episode.
You're Wowza. Very good at this.
Thank you.
He Mikey. Really is.
I take pride.
All right. Annie's Crispy Snack Bars and Birthday Cake. These are like the marshmallow treats.
They're yummy. Only 90 calories. 8.5.
Wow.
Delish.
Next up. This was a sleeper hit, you might say. Lundberg Family Farms Organic Rice Cakes Minis in Apple Pie.
9.5.
Wow.
I love, love, love them.
I really want to try the Honey Nut Rice Cakes and the French Toast Rice
Cakes.
Wow.
We got to get those.
Yeah.
Last on the list, Noni's Bakery Bites Chocolate Chip Biscottini.
Oh, I love biscotti. This little mini biscotti. That's a solid 8.5.
Wow.
Amazing.
Good haul.
Thank you.
Really good haul.
Very good haul.
Yay.
To remind.
Gotta keep my job. Yeah, I feel like every haul I do, my job is on the line. So
your job is what? Haul person?
Haul person.
You're the haul monitor.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, just as a reminder to win your prize, you need to, this is intense, get some mini rice cakes, top them with some Greek yogurt or ice cream. And freeze them.
Yeah.
We won't even know if you froze them or not, so you could cheat it. Send us a picture to
805-380-8075.
I don't think you're going to have a lot of competition if you go to all those lengths, so really solid chance you're going to be a winner of a fascinating prize.
Yeah.
I agree. Fascinating. But do you get a lot of comments anyway? Because I feel like I never get to see them.
Yeah. Yeah, we get comments.
Read her some. Nice go things. Through it right now.
Oh, it's going to take so long to get them.
Is it? I'll just eat the rest of this bite.
I have to bring up Chrome and it's not weird. Yeah.
But we send comments, please.
Yeah, I'll send you comments.
No, I mean the people out there.
No.
Can you please send comments and say, show this to Lisa?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll do.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really good job.
Yeah, that really was yummy.
All right, I guess we have to go now.
Yeah, that's it.
Why not? Let's go eat some bread.
We're going to go. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.